Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. Just wanted to make mention of a special event that we have going on at the church on February the 3rd. This is going to be a men's prayer breakfast, and we would love to have you to become part of that. Brother Chad Watson of the Glory Land Baptist Church, he's going to be coming to preach for us that morning, and it'll be on Saturday, February the 3rd at 8 o'clock. And so, men, make your plans on being with us there at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. We're going to go down to a live recording from our youth choir, and they're singing, "I Am Glad I'm Saved."
I'm glad I'm saved. Sins away.
Be part two of the message that we're preaching on the cities of refuge out of Numbers chapter number 35. The Bible says in Numbers 35 and verse number 9, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any persons at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities of for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment." We're going to be speaking today about those cities of refuge. And so this will be an introductory message. This will be part number two.
I want to take for the next couple of minutes and look and just kind of describe a definition, if I can, about this one who is entitled the slayer. The slayer is one who could we could call the guilty. The guilty, while unintentional and unwittingly, has taken the life of another. And as we think about this, we need to go to the place called Calvary. And as we move to the place called Calvary, and we were reminded of what took place at Calvary. And this place of Calvary was where the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, was executed, amen. and on the hill of Calvary shed God's beloved holy blood, amen, from that hill. But man, we've got to ask ourselves this morning, when it comes to that tree, that rugged Roman cross, the nails that pierced his hands and his feet, and the crown of thorns that platted his head, and the spear that ripped his side. And as we look at that cross, and as we look at the gruesome side of the cross of Calvary, we've got to ask ourselves this question: who is responsible for the death of this just man? In the book of Numbers, the passage tells us that there's a difference between a murderer and a manslayer. A manslayer was one who accidentally has killed his neighbor, much like working on a roof and a hammer slip out of your hand, and that man that's directly underneath you, it receives a blow to the head, and he dies instantly from that hammer that's fallen from the roof. You say, "Preacher, that's awful. That can't happen." It does every single day. People die by the hand of someone who accidentally had a mistake that happened and then caused the death. That accident, the carpenter did not mean to kill the man. However, it does require judgment. Once you stand before the court, it will be found, was this a malicious act or was this an accidental act? But friends, as Jesus was being crucified, we ask the question, who is responsible for the suffering? Who is responsible for the death of the Lord Jesus Christ? You say, "Preacher, I didn't mean it. Look at that Calvary. I didn't mean to go this far. I would never nail his hands in. I would never nail his feet." Hebrews chapter number 2 verse 9 says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste the death for every man." Those words, "every man," who does that include? Well, Jesus Christ was not dying. He was not dying because he was guilty. No, he was dying because man was guilty, amen. And Jesus Christ did not go to the cross because he was a sinner. No, he was going to the cross to die because he was the sacrifice for sin, amen. And so then, if Jesus is not the sinner and Jesus is the Savior, then we've got to ask ourselves, who is responsible for the death of Jesus? Who unwittingly put the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross? The Bible said over there in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You might say, "Preacher, I never wanted to do wrong. It wasn't in my heart to do right. I wanted to do right. I never would intentionally put Jesus on the cross." We might not have literally been there to hold the nails. We might not have ever touched the crown of thorns. But I want to tell you something, because of our sin put us in the category of the manslayer. Our sins put us in the category. Y'all listen to me this morning. Our sin, listen, from the very beginning, when Adam sinned in the garden, he sinned a sin, and Jesus, or God the Father told Adam there in the garden, he said, "The day that you eat of the tree thereof is the day thou shalt surely die." He said, "It's going to require judgment. It's going to require an accountability." He said, "The day that you eat of the tree thereof, thou shalt surely die." And man entered the sin life upon that disobedience. I want to remind you, it wasn't long after that his boys was fighting over a sacrifice. One of them died because of it. And that was a murder. I want you to see this. Every single one of us were born into sin. You said, "Preacher, it was not my choice." Yeah, man, but I want to tell you something. Because of the product of Adam, we all were born into sin. You say, "Well, it was Adam's fault. That's whose fault it is." Well, I'm going to tell you, if it hadn't been Adam, it would have been us. Amen. You got to be responsible for your own sin. How come you sin today? If Adam didn't sin, then you would have sinned. Amen. You would have betrayed the Lord. You betray him every single day with your actions and your mind and the things that we do. We don't want to put all the blame upon Adam. We want to be responsible for our sin this morning. And the Bible says that all have sinned. So let's just be clear. The slayer, the guilty, is all of us who have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It can be said this, that I am responsible for my sin. Who killed the Lord Jesus Christ? It was my sin that nailed him to the tree. It was your sin that nailed him there. Under the category of manslayer, can I say this morning that I held the nails? Under the category of manslayer, I hammered them in. And on the side of the manslayer, it was I who planted the crown. Planted the crown of thorns in his brow. And under the category of manslaughter, can I say it was me who pinched his side? It was me who stood there and watched the results of my sin at Calvary. And I want to tell you this morning, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll go to hell as a manslaughter, guilty of murder, friend, the murder of God's only begotten Son. I tell you this morning, I see people who spit at the cross. I see people who men hate what Jesus did. I see people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ every single day, and I don't understand it. Why in the world would you be like that, friend, when Jesus only came to die for your sins and my sin, that we might be free, that we might be guiltless, that we might stand before God in freedom and truth. What are we going to do, preacher? Where are we going to go? The Bible said over in Matthew chapter number 27, verse 24, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather the atonement was made, he took water and he washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it. However, friend, he was a sinner. And therefore, he couldn't wash his hand with a basin of water. He is guilty of the sin. Therefore, he too is a partaker of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then answered all the people, and they said this, his blood be on us and our children. They announced themselves as bands. They announced themselves under the law. They announced themselves guilty of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who killed Jesus? Our sin killed him. We're guilty of the death of this innocent man. We're guilty of the death of Jesus. It was my sin. It was your sin that put Jesus on the cross. You say, preacher, quit saying that. It's the truth. It's the truth. And if we're guilty of killing the Lord Jesus Christ, can I ask you, where in the world are we going to go? Where are we going? There's an avenger of blood that's after us. Death is coming, friend. Death is coming to take your life. There's an avenger that's after you. He's on your heels to take you out. Because of the judgment that took place at Calvary. You say, preacher, what am I going to do? Where are we going to go? Well, I got good news this morning. Because God's a loving God and because God's a just God, God provided a place for the guilty to run to. Amen. He provided some cities that you can find security in. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, God is my helper. I want to preach this morning on these cities of refuge. And I know this, you came here this morning, and I know this, there's got to be one of these cities that you're going to fall in line with. There's going to be one of these cities that you're going to need to run to today, amen. Every single one of us has got problems in the house of God this morning. Every one of us. And every single one of these cities of refuge have a different meaning and a different place. And they have different attributes and different helps, amen, for each and every one of us. The first city that I find of one who's fleeing to the city of refuge. Now, I want you to think about this. We just painted the picture of Calvary just a minute ago. Someone who's accidentally killed someone. You've got the avenger of blood on your trail. He's coming with the balances of judgment to pronounce you guilty and to take your life. But the law states, because the law states a life for a life. So this avenger of blood is with his sword drawn, is on your heels. He's coming into the city. I mean, as you come there, you're running to that city of refuge, and you've got that avenger of blood with his sword drawn. He's coming after you. But then all of a sudden, as you enter the gates, and as you pass by the altar, as you grab a hold of the horns, and as you cry for mercy, then you have a high priest that comes out, and that high priest begins to stop the avenger of blood. He said, I'm sorry, sir, but I know the judgment is there, but I will tell you, he's done made it in the gates. He cannot be touched at this point. He is free now. You're going to have to leave. Judgment's not going to happen today. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's a day, amen, that I got help from God. You say, what are you talking about? That's a day I got saved by the glorious grace of God. Amen. When I come by the high priest, he took care of me. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't never been the same since that day.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.